August 16th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, please understand that seasons may come and go, but my love for you is constant and unchanging. I never change, for I am truth itself. See that my commandments are a sign of my love for you, as they are the structure of conduct you must follow and obey if you wish to enter paradise. Therefore, this reasoning holds true even in the political arena. Liberalism leads to lack of structure. Freedom wrought by liberalism is really slavery to sin. Through these messages, I have opened my heart to the world and have offered enlightenment to this floundering generation. I have shared with you the truth, which is the structure of your path to salvation. Do more than just read these messages. Take them to heart. Allow your hearts to conform to holy love now, in this season of plenty and confusion. Bear witness to the truth by living these messages." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all." Another note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. "We know that we have passed out of death into life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love remains in death." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.